the residents of that area had a huge concern about this development. It's a long established estate that's there for some time now. They were very concerned. So what was before us as elected members and was described as apartheid, where the council has to give planning for a development like this. I spoke to a lot of the residents in this area in the last number of weeks. They were very concerned. People who've been living in that area for some time. Our role as public representative is to take the views of the residents into account. I think we have done that, and I'm glad that I've got the support of my fellow colleagues here today. And I stated quite clearly that the position of the Fianna Fáil Party at full council on the 26th of January, that the 11 Fianna Fáil councillors will be voting against this. I think our position is very clear in that today. And I'm happy that this evening that the residents of that area will take, I suppose, some relief from that, because they were very, very concerned about it. And, you know, going forward, I'm happy enough that the council themselves will be able to identify and meet the needs in a different areas.
It's very well known that there's a desperate need for social housing in Letterkenny. Can it be afforded to just abandon plans for housing like this?
Yeah, well, I think this one was ill thought out, to be honest. Maybe it was rushed. I don't know. But it definitely wasn't put forward in the right place.
Can this grant be lost if these plans are abandoned?
Well, I'm sure the council or something themselves can look at that. But I think there's no point in us rushing something for the sake of it. It's important that we take the views of the residents of that area. They're very, very concerned. And it's probably some time since I've seen as much anxiety in an area about something taking place. And I think we need to send out a strong message to them as their local representatives that we stand up for them.
Where would be more suitable areas then for a development like this in the town?
Well, I suppose the council themselves, first of all. The council has land themselves in different parts of the town. The first thing they should do is explore all their own lands and see what's there. That's something that I've been asking for some time within the council, that they look at all the land banks they have to try and explore whatever options is available to them, because I think we have to be somewhat innovative in this whole area. So that's something that I have been asking the executive to do, and I hope they will do.